Blog Talk Radio.
Began in Africa, where we enjoyed self-determination and freedom, which were rooted in our sovereignty. Peace, family. Welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday evening from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Dare to Win is the place where we have sobering conversations about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us and once again put us on the path of making history. We at Us Lifting Us have developed an exact methodology on how to build this global machinery and pass it forward to our children and future generations. To join tonight's conversation, please call 929-477-2789. Press the number one on your phone when you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you prefer to listen on your computer, go to www.usliftingus.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, click on the Dare to Win button, then click on Listen Live. At that time, you will be on the Blog Talk Radio website. If you want to get reminders from Blog Talk Radio for upcoming Dare to Win programs, please click on the follow button. Ulu members, we have our own social media community. Please join if you haven't already done so. There is a Dare to Win group, and we would like to have your feedback on Dare to Win, on past Dare to Win programs, as well as suggestions for future topics for programming. I am Sister Q, and joining me for this evening's discussion is Brother Thurman, who, like me, is a member of Ulu. Our topic for tonight is, what's in the news, African family? Peace, Brother Thurman. How are you doing tonight?
Peace, sister and family. I am doing good. I'm excited because it's such a good heart medicine for me. And that's one of the things that ways of thinking and expressing that we need to pass amongst our people, that when we come amongst each other and we're in that good vibration of our sisters and brothers, it gives us heart medicine, whether we know it or not. And to be with you and the sisters and brothers on this call, it's given me heart medicine. I was excited long before we got on the air.
Thank you for that. That you're absolutely right about that heart medicine. So, Brother Sermon, what news do you want to share with the family this weekend or this week, tonight?
Yes. Family, there's so much news, and it's all over the world. News in Africa, good news and not good news. Good news is that more Africans are waking up and uniting and resisting the ones that have been pimping and hustling the people and got mansions and helicopters and planes and all of that. But there are those that's following the lead of ancestors like Thomas Sankara to free the minds and bodies and the land of Africa, as well as to simultaneously do that to African people all over this planet, wherever we are. And there's more horror stories going on, including some more so-called virus stuff going on. And we must be prepared to deal with that, including being nutritionally fortified so that we would not be victims of this planned madness. And we are in a state of emergency, critical times. And in spite of these realities, we need and we can have vital love, joy, and harmony with the people, the planet, and the universe, and the universe that's within us, as well as outside of us. And we got to be busy about preserving our sanity, our love, our joy, and all of those things. And give you a couple of words from Brother Wilfred Chef Raw Venture. He said, "Each sunrise is a new opportunity to change who you've become thus far." Because who you've become thus far, we don't have limitations. The planet and the universe don't have no limitations. The universe is unlimited, and we can change even further than what we have come to today. Each new sun rises, so when Ra rises tomorrow morning, it's a new opportunity, as the brother said. And nature provides us with everything, yet we have nothing. And this is some deep wisdom there. Nature provides us with everything, yet we have nothing. So All kinds of thoughts could flow through the sisters and brothers' minds as listening to the words, these wise words. But yet we have nothing. If we have been duped and deceived into this medical, pharmaceutical mindset, if we get a headache or whatever, we go to not nature, not the universe, but to some people that make toxic poisons. Yet, we have nothing, but if we understood, he's saying nature provides us with everything. One, if we were in the flow of nature, more than likely, we wouldn't have a headache. And then the other thing is, if you had tension that should be not a normal thing, that you could go to nature. Go to the ginkgo biloba tree and pluck off two or three leaves and wash it off. And if you need it right away, need some help, nourishing help right away, put it in your mouth, chew it up, drink some water.
Mm-hmm.
And in a few minutes, you will find some very pleasant relief to your tension. So we've got to wake up and get this and spread this to the people. Nature provides us with everything, yet we have nothing. We're not going to nature as a routine. That's why so many sisters and brothers that's in the doctor's office, in the hospitals, and on kidney dialysis and diabetes and stuff like that, because they are not going to nature. They're going outside of nature.
Right.
with regard to Africa. Go right ahead, sister.
No, I was just saying right to what you were saying. I was agreeing with you.
We need African news that grounds us, lifts us up, and informs us, educates us, and including the cultural, the spiritual and cultural knowledge that our ancestors have known for hundreds of thousands of years, the original people, that they didn't learn it from some other people that came recently. They had it. And among the things that's valuable in our reawakening and our re-education from our miseducation, I'm looking at an African village and some round huts. And it appears that there had been a mild rainstorm, and you could see the water around the huts. And there's an article, a short article, that goes on to say, why are African huts round? And it says, African architectural philosophy had evolved on the basis of temporary human existence and life in harmony with nature rather than against it. In that regard, Africans deviated from building homes that stand in the way of nature's natural elements like air, wind, water, and earth itself. And as the air blows against the hut, which is a round hut, it circumvents the cylindrical structure and continues flowing, meaning the air just flows around this round structure. If the water comes, it finds its way around. And if the earth expands or contracts, the rounder structures remain intact. If you ponder on natural concepts, for instance, why tree trunks cylindrical, then you will grasp the wisdom of this architecture, the wisdom of this architecture. But where did the architecture come from? The minds of wise, universally in touch Africans.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be proud of that wisdom.
Right. So they just looked at what they saw around them and copied that.
Yes, they copied nature. They looked at the tree. Yeah, and they looked at so many things. And so the wind tends to blow around. And so there's actually, for some years now, people have been building what they call tornado and hurricane-proof houses. And they tend to, if the tornado comes, the hurricane comes, the tornado tends to just go around it and up and over it with no damage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've got to reawaken back to our high culture and African deep thought. And I'm looking at a picture of an African in their eye, looking at the picture of their eye, their face in their eye. Mm-hmm. And it says, what is the first language spoken on earth? And in the comments, those people that were speculating, you know, they said Arabic and things like that. Who knows how many of us would say something other than some language, you know, whether it was African languages or some European language or Arab or Asian. But how many would their inner being would tell them that the first language was nonverbal? And it's just something to think about. The highest and still most potent doesn't require any deciphering by learning how to speak, you know, Swahili or whatever. It's a universal language. Mm-hmm. It's nonverbal. Just something to ponder. And if we were at the Ulu Community Center, you know, with 100 sisters and brothers or more, it would be interesting just to go around the room to see what the sisters and brothers thoughts were about the first language spoken on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Next piece is, knowledge is learning something every day. Wisdom is letting go of something every day. So when we find out how we've been so tricked and deceived with all of these trinkets and more trinkets for us to buy and more stuff, The wisdom is letting go that you're not attached to having all of that more and more stuff that also pollutes the planet.
Also letting go of the ideas that we, of the things that we think we know.
Well,
a lot
there
of the
you
stuff
go.
That we, especially what we learned in school, was wrong. Is
yeah.
So we
and,
have to let that go too.
I agree. And that's why in the beginning I spoke about re-education versus miseducation. So we've been purposefully in the school system miseducated. And then we've had some sisters and brothers, you know, quite sometime in the past, in the last few decades, wrote about the re-education of the African people. Another piece to ponder is this brother Memnon Uzan, U-Z-A-N, a very, very wise brother. He says, I don't believe wealth is about possessions. I believe it's about how less is your wants. How less is your wants. And then he finishes by saying, there is playing God, and living God. And I think his message is to suggest that when you stop playing God and are living God, there'll be a whole lot less that you would want, because the planet and the universe has had available what we need for hundreds or for millions of years. And so when they come along with the trinkets, like I said a little while ago, it's a trick for one. And we got to go forth with bringing forth more joy and love and giving heart medicine to our people. And I'm looking at a picture of an older sister and brother, and they are in a parking lot. And I believe it was a sister that saw them in the parking lot, and she was just so proud of them from a distance. And the look on their face, and the brother was speaking to his queen, and she was just taking in every word, adoringly smiling back at him. And then the sister that was watching just was just stunned at how beautiful this older sister was. And then she lost track of them, and she really wanted the opportunity to tell them how beautiful she was. And the universe opened up and made it possible that this sister would get another opportunity to greet this brother and sister. And I'm not going to try to read, it's not long, but, and then the universe opened up and she had the opportunity to tell her how much I was captured by her beauty. She smiled and her husband began to tell me how often she receives, I'm talking about his wife, this compliment, and that they have been married for 60 years and have known each other for 70 years and not, and it said, and not one day, not one, have they ever had an argument or spoken harshly towards one another? And then the sister that was that approached them asked, would you mind if I take your picture? And the brother, you know, just proudly, you know, posed with the sister, and they smiled. And this is an example. And so in Africa, African history, there was periods called the high culture period. And the reason I bring up high culture or a higher way of thinking, living, there are some people that have just boldly said, it's impossible. It's impossible that nobody could be married for 60 years and never have an argument. And a brother said in the parking lot, he said, life is simple. It's really not as hard as we make it. Love is kindness. Kindness is gentleness. Gentleness is warmth. Warmth is, he went on to say some other things. But I'm telling you that there are people that will say it's impossible. So therefore, when you program your brain that things are impossible, it's like the song that says, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. The major reason that African people cannot fly or can no longer fly is because they already believe they can't.
For sure.
And so that folks that believe it ain't possible that it could be 60 plus the 10 years before they got married and never had an argument. But we need to know that. And then his brother, Curtis Dodd, writes, Black love needs mutual respect, and that's what the couple had in a relationship, which is a crucial aspect of successful relationship. And most of everything that I've read today, including the piece about the black couple in the last several days or less, is posted on the Us Lifting Us Facebook page so that you can see the couple and read the article, reread it, and the other things that I've talked about. But we've got to get a higher level of thinking. And Brother Curtis Dodd, what his piece about black love, it's on the Us Lifting Us Facebook page also. And so we've got to strive to inspire, empower, and uplift each other rather than keep putting each other down. And I had someone tell me that it was impossible that you could be in a relationship, committed relationship for 60 years and never have an argument. But how limited are we? And so it's just like when I read that the piece about love and harmony in the universe in us, when we don't know we got a universe in us, then we are limited. When we know we got a universe in us, then we can use it for various things and transform energies, including getting the universe outside of us to cooperate in ways such as, this is for real, transforming energy and communicating with the universe outside of our universe, our personal inner universe, and get it to rain.
For sure.
And there's
also
more.
Also, too, you know, on TV, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, I'm all right.
I was going to say that, you know, we get our ideas of how relationships are supposed to go from TV and movies, and their bottom line is there must be a lot of drama. So that's what we think a real relationship is because of the programming that we have received.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those that haven't reached a way of thinking and living and speaking that haven't reached what that couple that's been married for 60 years have reached, another piece says, choose to love each other even in those moments when you struggle to like each other. Love is a commitment, not a feeling. And if you have made a commitment last month, last year, to love each other, if tomorrow you have some moments when you're struggling to like each other, don't forget the commitment. And Sister Tiara Adams, very wise woman, very wise sister, she said, some walk in peace while others walk with power. Rare is the being who accomplishes both. But when they do, angels encircle such tender feet as it kisses the earth. For theirs is a journey directed by heart, yet path unpaved, a spirit gentle, yet proven brave. So once again, just part of it, some walk in peace while others walk with power. Rare is the being who accomplishes both, but we can accomplish both.
For sure.
And moving on, family, we're in a state of emergency. Wars being waged on us as they have never stopped since the first time the invaders came to attack us. And even though there was many, many years and decades that they were coming to attack us in Africa, and we had sisters and brothers that were leading the warriors and defeated them over and over and over again for a long time. This message is from ancestor teacher, master teacher, John Henry Clark. It says, in a revolution, you've got no friends and you've got no relatives. You've got the people on your side and the ones not on your side. If blood doesn't see fit to come on your side, then shame on blood. That's what it means to be in a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the family gets that. This is a very serious matter. You know, war is being waged, and when some of our folks are using that foul word I call chilling, they're not waging war of defense. They are busy distracted with some other foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a short piece, and I believe you'll be able to hear the audio. It's loud enough. It's by a very, very wise brother that's into natural health and a whole lot more. And he used to be a crack user and many other things, been shot and stabbed and all of this stuff. Brother Yaki, and this is also on the Us Listen to Us Facebook page, Yaki Awaken. You can find him in many internet medias. Listen to this. He says, we need healing. They get rich killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Could you hear his words well as it was playing?
Yes, I could. Yes, I heard.
Good.
It. Mm-hmm. I could
yep. Hear. So, family, we got to never forget that the destruction of our people and the destruction of our people was and still is intentional. And our recovery must be the same. Our recovery from the destruction must be intentional that we are recovering. So as Brother Yakai said, we need healing. When mm-hmm. we recover and have healing, then we also have clarity. And so as Yaki would, if he was on the call, he could elaborate very much about when you nourish yourself, you have much greater clarity. Your mind's eye opens up. But when you're on the malnourished, devitalized pork chop and cheese and soda diet, it doesn't work as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure. Mentioned that,
ahead,
and I was thinking about a video, or actually it's an audio book, and I don't recognize the name of the man who makes the statement, but he says, nothing is wrong with us, something happened to us. So when we can, as this brother was saying, when we can heal from what happened to us, we will be restored to our high culture and so forth, as you mentioned all the time.
Yes. Yes. So we've got to, we can heal, and we can heal quickly. We don't have to wait
mm-hmm.
50 or 100 or 500 years. It can happen quickly. So it was like I was telling somebody recently about a brother, a junkie that was on downers, cut another brother in the back of his neck with a straight razor.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit world oftentimes creates a scenario that's in design for somebody, or more than one somebody, to learn some lessons. The brother that cut the other brother in the back of the neck, when he did it, because he was in a junkie stupor, highly, very high on downers.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
But he was so shocked that even though he had been a junkie for a long time on these downers, that evening, the next day, he was no longer a junkie. He got shocked at what he had done to another brother. And it shocked him into his right mind. And so we don't have to wait forever and do like folks been saying to us for years, well, it won't be in my lifetime. That's foolishness. Warriors never give up. Warriors never lose because the battle ain't never over. Or if it is, it's only, it ain't never over. Because on one level, it's over, appears to be, when we win our freedom, gain our freedom. But the reason that it ain't never over with is when we gain our freedom, now forever we must maintain, including with security, maintain and never allow it to happen that we are not free again. And we've a number of the things that was, everything that was said today is about reawakening our minds to a higher level of thinking and living and not be caught up on this low-level foolishness. And Brother Kwame Ture says, if your people are oppressed and not involved in any action to help your people, then by this very act, you are against your people. There is no neutral ground. If your people are oppressed and you are not involved in any action to help your people, then by this very act, you are against your people. There is no neutral ground. And I think anybody in their right mind wouldn't try to dispute that. And ancestor, wise brother, Dr. Amos Wilson said, you have not seen any nation on this earth consume itself into power or gain power by spending only. And so this massive amounts, millions and billions of dollars that African people all around the world spend on trinkets, fake trinkets that help pollute their mind and body and the earth, but it haven't helped them gain power because, as Amos Wilson said, you have not seen any nation on this earth consume itself into power or gain power by spending only. So we've got the, and that fits right in with, you know, this call tonight is brought to us every week by Us Lifting Us, and our purpose is Us Lifting Us in getting the, breaking away from the foolish European capitalistic system. And with regard to the capitalism and talking about economics, black people are the opportunity every immigrant comes to enjoy. Say it again. Black people are the opportunity every immigrant comes to enjoy. Not just to joy, enjoy us like they lovingly care about us, but enjoy all of the money and success and the domination that they get to enjoy when they come here over us and oppressing us, joining right in. And white privilege is a byproduct of black dependency, a byproduct of black dependency. And there's just so much there that's waiting for us to get freed up. And it's in our hand, like the last poet may have said in the 70s, black people, what y'all going to do? With black people, what y'all going to do? With real black people, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just paused right there if there was any comments. This is about reawakening our African mind spiritually, mentally, physically, nutritionally, economically, sexually included, because our sexual health is part of what's necessary to reproduce and continue to have warriors and geniuses come forward. And when they have duped us and deceived us and dehumanized us, then we're failing to reproduce and continue to build forever the African families. And I've got a piece here that this is also on the Us Lifting Us Facebook page a few days ago, and I consider it very, very heavy. It's a video, and the brother is speaking so distinctly, and he's getting into the subject that mining into the earth for precious metals and whatever. There are German children and Asian children who are taught about mining extensively, and they're taught and being prepared to come to Africa to mine riches out of Africa, while the African students in high school don't learn a thing about mining. And I just gave you some of what's in his message, but it's on the Us Lifting Us Facebook page, and I, in my view, it's vital that all Africans, and just what this young brother is saying.
But when you look at this continent, wherever it comes from, there's no minerals underground. But the boys and girls are being taught about mining and minerals. Me and you, there was no subject called mining in high school. What mining were you taught in high school? What's the process to start a mine? Just tell me basics of mining. But mining is a strong pillar, probably amongst the strongest pillars of our economy. So that means that there's a child in Germany somewhere that's being prepared, in Asia somewhere, that's being prepared to come and run this economy, while your kids are being prepared to come and work for those German kids that are going to come here in Asia. Because your kids are being taught how to do nonsense, how to label an insect. Listen, our economy in this country, it's agriculture. Our economy in this country, I can even break down what agriculture is. Mining,
manufacturing.
Why aren't those things primary subjects in primary school, in high school, so that you've got a basic understanding of your own economy? That means some people must come from somewhere to run this economy, because your kids were never taught anything about this economy. So signed. To continue systematic slavery and suppress the people of the day and make sure that the future belongs to those who are prepared for it.
Yeah, and he ended by saying that the future is designed for those who are prepared for it. And so these people, Europeans and Asians, are teaching their children in their countries that don't have these minerals that's in Africa, and teaching them how to come here and have, under oppression, Africans working in the mines down in the ground. And but they realize that the others realize that the future belongs to those who prepare for it. And so that's just another war, another aspect of the war that's being waged on the minds and the body of our people. And I hope that family, you could interpret that, but as I said, to hear it and need to replay it more than one time to really get how significant this is, that there's African children that are there where these minerals are, that are subject to leave high school or before to work in the mines, but know nothing about mining. And the folks who come from another country where they don't have these minerals and come prepared to build and operate and get rich, wealthy, so that they can use that economic power to continue to dominate us. And that's not acceptable.
Brother Thurman, I have a question based on what you just said and what I understand to be going on in Africa right now, that with all of these military coups and flipping of government and this, that, and the next, do you think maybe what will happen is they will get some of these countries, governments who will no longer be willing to not have their children know how to handle the wealth of the nation? Or do you think they'll just flip governments and it'll It'll be like the U.S. It doesn't matter who's the president.
Yeah.
It's the same game, you know.
You
know, the front of the hand or the back of the hand. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Well,
do you think in Africa it might matter?
Yes, that particular brother very very sharp because he said, "I can break down economy. I can break down mining." He was talking about he could get elaborate in his talk about mining, about manufacturing. So he's one, but yes, it's being revealed that there are African countries that are doing just what you said, that they're saying no. More and more African countries are saying to these Europeans that they've been paying for many, 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 many decades some kind of loan payment or something like that, that there are those that are saying, no, we're not paying it. We're not paying this. And you get out of here. Get your armies out of here. So it's already on the move. The people, there's a lot of awakening to be done when it comes to African people, but without a doubt, the evidence is there. You can pick any subject area you want, the religion, politics, sex, and war. There's sisters and brothers that are waking up on the higher side. And we've got to, because we are under attack. And I also want to, when I said we're under attack, something here that's also vital that we are aware of, and even though it's something that's been going on for a long, long time, it's just escalating to be more vicious or to continue the viciousness and continue the attack. And this is a few days ago, September the 5th, 2023, and it was posted in several news sources, maybe not on certain news sources, but it came out. It came from the Minute Press News. And what it says, and this was posted by Harsha Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. And it says, Israel wants to deport all black Jews while it encourages white Jews to immigrate to that nation. If that is the policy they want to implement, that is fine. American taxpayers, though, should not be forced to subsidize this highly racist policy. It is time Americans find out that Nazi Zionist Israel is an apartheid state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for the drawing up of plans to expel all of the 25,000 African immigrants in Israel following the unrest in Tel Aviv over the weekend, which was recently, which saw 15 Eritrean protesters shot by Israeli police. Over the years, Israel has tried a number of different tactics to drive Africans out, including locking up a large number of them in a remote jail and also withholding a portion of their earnings until they agree to leave and paying them cash to migrate back to Africa. Israel has even forcibly ejected East African immigrants with birth control. Israel has even forcibly injected East African migrants with birth control without their consent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you can look up in the medias and find some details about it. Report. He's looking at a picture of him waving his hand and says, wants to deport all Africans. And there's a long history of Israel and Africans. And actually, in our lifetime, some decades ago, they imported into Israel Africans that they deemed to be the descendants of the original what they call Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted them there because they knew their original ancestors were not some Europeans in with regard to their Jewish belief system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. teaching. You know, that you also bring to mind the, I think, Hebrew Israelites that went to Israel to live, I don't know how many years ago it was now. However, they were saying that when they first went to Israel, they had a high number of infant mortality. You know, the women would go into the Israeli hospital to have the babies, and the babies would die. And so they said, is something wrong here? So the women started learning midwifery, and they started taking care of their own pregnancies, not going to the Israeli hospitals or anything like that. And from that time, they didn't have any more babies dying in childbirth, and no more mothers dying in childbirth. So it's, I think that's an important piece, is you can't just rely on people to make sure you get here safely, you know, or your children get here safely.
Yeah. When we go back to what you were talking about, we would also, and we would need to reawaken to, it was never intended that we would go to some strangers that already, you know, have never stopped being oppressive and brutalizing and or killing us. It would just be, so we need to take the attitude that we need to do for ourselves. And one of the things that we've got to do is we've got to be prepared for whatever kind of emergencies or whatever kind of chaos it might come, whatever kind of storm, from what source, you know, if it's a rainstorm, a lightning storm, or some other modified weather kind of storm, we need to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And in the process, we've got to know how to be in a harmonious relationship with us. And we've got to, in that preparedness, which is vast, 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 cleanliness is one of them. And we've got to relearn the higher levels of cleanliness of the body, the teeth, relearn about being able to use nature when it comes to a toothbrush, because, well, as I know, billions are going into the earth by way of what's called a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the subject of cleanliness, a whole bunch of folks ain't never thought about this. I've been watching all my life. They have the toothbrush sitting open in the bathroom where the toilet is.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that have never delved into it, toilets, and even more so with commercial higher force toilets, when they flush, microscopic particles of water that's coming from waste that was in the toilet flows through the air in the bathroom, rest areas included. And it's not with regard to cleanliness and sanity of cleanliness. It's not the place to have a toothbrush. And we've got to reconnect with a love for nature where we'll stop trashing the planet. There's people that just go forth and throw trash on the ground. They do it on the floor also, but I've had people tell me that nature would break down this, and so therefore don't worry about it. But they're using that statement as a way of saying it's okay for me to continue to throw it on the ground, leave it there, walk past it over and over and over, and not be inspired to pick it up and not do it anymore. And so it's creating a whole lot of environmental problems. And among the things that will correct this issue of cleanliness wherever, including the kitchen, is that we embrace standards that are necessary of how we operate in a clean, healthy way without contaminants. And the standards would also inform us, and also the standards would be enforced so that cleanliness is being enforced. And these are the kind of things when we gather together to uplifting us cultural community centers, we could express and teach to our people. And I'll pause right there in case there's any callers want to.
Yes, there is a hand raised. So we'll take this caller. Caller with the last four digits, 3440, please state your name, where you're calling from, and make your comment or ask your question. Thank you.
Hey, greetings and good evening. This is Brother Shabaka calling from South Florida, Miami. How are you all doing, Sister Q and Brother Thurman? Interesting conversation this evening. I thought I would like to share and really point out a real good comment that Brother Thurman made regarding our appetite to be so-called modern when we be becoming more infested with germs. To be modern, you know, and the simple use and association of the toothbrush in the vicinity in which it lies. A lot of us don't take it for granted, you know, unless you sanitizing everything, you know, every day, every second, you know, you're picking up germs. Of course, we know that the human body, the Creator made the human body to be able to mount an immunity to a lot of the germs until we put the poisons in our body, which decreases our ability to fight germs. And that's exactly what's happening now. There's such a lot of stuff that is going on, not only in this country, but the world. And it's interesting that you mentioned Israel, because Israel initially was a guinea pig country for the Jewish boy from Pfizer to subject his own people to the so-called vaccine, and they had all kind of troubles, which they then covered up. But that's neither here nor there. We have to become conscious, and family, we have to become very conscious of things that are happening. The Europeans are in distress, as Brother Thurman alluded to. But they are fighting back, and they're fighting back undercover. They're doing the whole idea of advancing AI, the whole idea of advancing fifth-generation warfare, control of the mind. They're advancing that because they see themselves losing. And, you know, after being in charge for centuries, you know, it's unconscionable for them to see themselves on the losing edge. So things are going to be very serious in the next few years. We have to make sure that we are attuned. Family, we can't just listen to these conversations that we're having and say, oh, good, I learned something new, and then go lay down on it. You got to get up and do something. And one of the things that you can do is, you know, join the efforts of people at ULU, all right, in organizing. Because its platform and its program is designed to counter distributedly at local levels the importation of these ideas, and us being able to organize and counter those. You know, they say all politics is local. Well, that's why we're organizing local, but we are connected at a network, so we can transmit almost as fast as they can. Once we are well organized. That's all I wanted to say, and I really thank you all for the program that you're having. We got to wake up. We have to move. I'm not saying we rush and not think. I'm just saying that we move while thinking. That's all. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I'd just like to quickly add, the brother mentioned AI in this AI and robot thing. There are people, including our people, some of us, that have been so duped by these trinkets and these gadgets that they think is just so wonderful. they've actually got robots of some type in their house that you could call the robot's name and it'll turn your lights on or turn them off and other things. And they think that it's so cute or so nice, so modern. It's civilized that was taught. African people brought civilization and God consciousness and a whole lot more in literature and mathematics and science to the world. But when they brought that civilization, they didn't need no robot in the house that would, you could yell or speak out and say, robot, turn the light on, it'll turn the light on. But when you get duped and you think that's such a good thing, then you get more duped if you think it's a good thing that everybody gets a widescreen television and have it in every room, including the bedroom, and then think it's completely okay to have something that's watching you and listening to you day and night. And if you tell them about it, they just take an attitude and until they wake up and leave it there anyway. And so another thing that's going on with the television, has been going on for some years now, is the television, televisions as a unit, as an electronic piece, gives off a radiation in the room that interferes with your sleep cycles. So it ain't safe, but it ain't sane that you'd have a camera looking at your rectum, you know, day and night. And this is part of the war that's being waged on us. And we've got to come to a higher level of sanity, family. And I definitely enjoyed being in the company with you, Sister Q, and all of the family, and Brother Chewbacca, and others in the listening audience on by telephone and by internet radio. And get back into spiritual sanity. Time is running out. I had a piece here that Minister Farrakhan was, a very short piece, was talking about. Don't be tempted is when people fall, mean fall down in whatever way, to laugh at them. Because he's saying that when you embrace that, it affects your spirit, and you're subject to at some point in your life have a fall, whatever kind of fall. But it's really not even, it's just straight up spiritually impolite when somebody trips and falls to laugh at them. But we're in this era now where people think comedy is such a good thing, and they get just as foul and nasty with it, and it fouls your mind, your spirit, your attitude, and your world view. I'm done, Sister Q.
Thank you for that, Brother Thurman. And I would say that a lot of what passes off for comedy right now is not actually comedy. It's a form of bullying, I think, or something, but it's not comedy. So thank you for that, Brother Thurman. And thank you, Brother Chewbacca, for adding your information in. Thank you to everyone who joined us this evening. We'd like to invite you to come back next Thursday evening at 9 o'clock Eastern Time for another installment of Dare to Win. Peace. Up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Gotta change the world. What it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.